Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and this is my podcast, Holistic Healing and Happiness. My goal is to be able to help raise your vibration so that you can trickle it out onto everyone that you meet today. Today, we are talking all about our authentic self. What do I mean by that? I want you to be able to embrace your authentic self by tuning in to who you truly are. So let's start by defining what it means to embrace our authentic self. It's not just about being honest with others. It's about being honest with ourselves. It's about peeling back the layers, shedding societal's expectations, and revealing the raw, unfiltered you. Let yourself shine, the one that exists beyond the titles, the roles, the masks. So again, what I want to do right now is I want to pause. If you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. On the inhale, feel your lungs expand like two big balloons. And on the exhale, feel all your worries drift away. So we're now connected in with ourself. We are connected in with source energy. We are connected in with our heart chakra. Feel free if you wanted to open your eyes now or keep them closed if you want to. What are the masks and the roles that you play? What are the titles that you feel that you're playing the role by? There are so many different titles that get thrown at us on a daily basis even. And I know for me, I've had many titles, let's say. So I know the very first one that I got that I know that I felt like shaky ground was when I was first getting married. The thought of taking someone else's name. I felt a loss of identity. It's like, who am I going to be when I take this person's name on? You know, what is that? What does it mean? I felt like I was losing myself. Then I became a mother, which is the most amazing blessing that I've been given and the best gift. But then shortly after that, I became a widow. Another title was slapped at me. So I was a wife, then I was a mother, then I was a widow and a single mom. Then I had all these titles, and in all those titles, I ended up losing myself. I didn't know who I was. Thankfully, and I'll be forever grateful, I was into personal development and spiritual development at the time. So it really helped me with my mindset, along with going for different therapies and counseling and so on. So why is it important? Let's break it down. Personal fulfillment. When we embrace our authentic self, we tap into our passions, our values, our unique qualities. It's like finding the missing puzzle piece that completes the picture of who you are. Because at the end of the day, sometimes we're just living. We're just getting by day to day. We're the mother, we're the wife, we're the husband, we're the father, we're these things. But we're not connected into ourselves, into our heart chakra of who we truly are. Imagine waking up each day excited to be exactly who you are. Imagine that. Imagine being so excited. There was no more hiding. That's what personal fulfillment is. Happiness. Authenticity breeds happiness. When you stop trying to fit into someone else's mold, you free yourself from the burden of comparison and judgment. We don't want to be comparing, or we don't want to be compared. We are the most unique, beautiful person there is. There is only one of us on the planet. So we shouldn't be comparing ourselves, because no two people are alike. And I've probably said this in past podcasts, but I have identical twins. Their DNA is the same. They could be up for the exact same murder, but they have total different personalities. So even though their DNA is the same, they have two separate personalities. So we are unique in our own beautiful way. Authenticity breeds happiness. When you stop trying to fit into someone else's mold, you free yourself from the burden. You free yourself from that burden. Happiness isn't found in conformity. It's found in celebrating your quirks, your flaws, and your beautiful imperfections. So authentic relationships, authenticity is the secret sauce to meaningful connections. When you're genuine, people respond in kind. So think about it. Would you rather have 100 shallow friendships or a handful of deep, soul-nourishing connections? And I know for me, I want those soul-nourishing connections. And again, going back to the titles that we're giving, when we go through a growth in our life, now that growth could come in a way of tragedy, a dark night of the soul, which is what happened to me when I lost my first husband. I went through a dark night of the soul, grief journey, all the rest of it. But again, I work so deeply on my mindset, on my personal development, spiritual development, physical health, mental health, emotional health, and all the rest of it, that I then knew that I wanted to surround myself with people of who I am becoming, like-minded people who are into the same things as me, because I had changed. Because again, we change, we evolve. So again, notice who you're hanging around with. Notice who you surround yourself with. Are they filling you up or are they draining your cup? So now let's explore ways that you can embrace your authentic self. So self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your values, beliefs, and passions. What makes your heart sing? What lights you up? So again, it's not what your parents said will light you up. It is not saying what your brother, your husband, your wife, your aunt, your uncle said lights you up. I want you to tap inward, tap into yourself. What lights me up? So to do that, you could do some journaling, meditate, go on a walk in nature to help yourself connect to your inner truth. For me, if you ever see me out walking, I always have my phone with me. Now, I could be listening to things, podcasts, I could be listening to audiobooks, music. I've been known to be dancing when I'm out in the roads as well. But what you could also do is you're going to get downloads, information and insights when you're out walking in Mother Earth. And then what you can do is write them down in the notes in your phone. That's why 9 times out of 10, if you drive past me when I'm out walking, it's not that I'm on my phone texting someone. I am writing down notes on inspiration that I'm getting as I'm out on my walk. And I love being out in walks in Mother Earth because I know I'm going to be so divinely guided when I'm out with her. So try it today, try it tomorrow, try it the next time you can. And again, even ask the questions while you're out on the walk. Again, this is all done within your head. You don't need to be talking out loud when you're walking the roads. By all means do. You can pretend you have your earphone in and you're talking to someone on the phone. But you can talk to yourself and be like, okay, I'm looking for guidance here. I want to find out what my true passions are. Please divinely guide me for my highest good as you walk. See what comes in then. Let go of expectations. Society bombards us with expectations. How we should look, what success looks like, and who we should be. And I know for me with success, obviously being self-employed now, and I have been obviously for many years, success looked so different to me when I began on my journey to what it looks like now. Time freedom is immense for me right now. Now, yes, does it come? Do I want financial freedom? Of course, who doesn't? But it's the time freedom, because when you suffer a tragic loss and you realize that life is a fleeting flicker of a moment, time freedom is so important. So for me, the business that I have now built for myself gives me that time freedom with my family. Have I got millions of euros in the bank? No, but I have enough to get us by, to make those beautiful memories, and I'm able to then be present. But was there times when I had to really drive my business when I wasn't as present with the kids and my husband? 100%. But that's life. But I knew driving it to a place and getting it to a place of where I want to would give me the benefits of that, to be able to know that if I kept driving this way, it would give me time freedom. So many people wait until they're retired. They wait until they're 65 or whatever the retirement age is now to begin living. Why? And I even remember my husband, when we had the twins, he turned around to me and he said, sure, when they're grown up, we'll do this. And I was like, sorry, no, we will be doing all the things we want to do while we have kids, while they're even young. Because at the end of the day, I want my kids to know that you live a life. I want my kids to know that when you're in a relationship, it's important to nurture and love the other, to spend time with the other while being in a family unit as well. I want our kids to be able to see us going for our goals. I want our kids to be able to see us navigating through the different things that we are going through in life. That's the incredible thing about being on this beautiful journey. So embrace the freedom of releasing the expectations. Your journey is uniquely yours. Speak your truth also. Authenticity means expressing your thoughts and feelings honestly. It's okay to say, this is me, take it or leave it. Could you imagine every single day if we all showed up with the vibration of, this is me, take it or leave it? Now, when I'm saying this, I mean it in the most respectful way. Like, I don't want you to go into your boss and be like, going, take it or leave it, this is me, you know, and you get fired. That's not the sense. But again, if you're standing up to be the authentic person that you are, make sure that you're making the choices every day that are in alignment with who you are. And remember, vulnerability is strength. A lot of people don't realize that vulnerability is strength. So embracing your authentic self isn't just a catchphrase, it's a lifelong journey. So trust that the world needs your unique flavor. Your story actually matters. You might feel now, but who am I, Leanne? I'm just a mom. I'm just a dad. I just work in an office. You were born here with unique gifts. You're probably not aware of them. So let's go on the journey to tap into them so that you can raise your vibration and then again have that trickle effect out onto the universe. And remember, authenticity isn't about being perfect. It's about being real. So let's start being real. Let's start being authentic in our weird and beautiful way. Again, when I was 33, 34, I started learning about IET, integrated energy therapy, working with angels, Reiki, becoming a Reiki master, dealing in energy. The Leanne in her 20s is so different to the Leanne in her 30s. And now I'm 41, I am so different, but I'm always evolving. I'm always investing myself. But the people who know me in my 20s, I probably have nothing in common with them anymore. That's not a bad thing. It's not to say I'm better than them. It's just how I've evolved. And that's okay. But I'm stepping into who I really am. And I'm being real with myself. I'm being authentic. And yes, it's woo-woo, the stuff I do, chatting to, I don't know, spirits, guides, spirit animals, all these random things that come into my beautiful treatments when I'm with clients. And again, tapping into the frequency of energy and that. But I don't care. I stand in my truth. I stand in my power that this is me and this is who I am today. And I'm ever evolving and I'm always showing up for myself, for my highest good and for my family's highest good. But I start by filling up my own cup first by being authentic. So start today, embrace your authentic self. Remember, you are so worthy of the love, abundance, joy, and everything that is coming your way. But like I always say, you have to take the first step and let all the other steps follow. So again, if you don't even know who you are, go on a little journey now. Buy the personal development book, buy the spiritual development book, invest in a coach, whatever it may be, whatever you feel drawn to. Be open to the signs and signals that the universe are going to give you now because you've tuned into even this. You might finish listening to this podcast episode, and next thing, a book pops, falls off the shelf. There you go. There's the sign. There's the universe. There's the kick up the arse. Let's go. Let's keep moving, and let's be our most authentic, beautiful self. Again, have my faith in you that you can shine, that you can do anything that you want to do, but you have to take the first step and let today be the first day of the rest of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you found this beneficial, please feel free, like, share, follow, do whatever it needs to be done. And again, share it with someone that it might raise their vibration as well. So sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.